Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hump day.
I mean, what I have learned so far from getting up at 3:30 in the morning to do this show is you're not going to sleep. You come in Monday and Tuesday tired because of football, and I guess Friday, too, I'm going to be tired. But Wednesday, ooh, I got a good night's sleep last night.
What time did you go to bed?
8.
That's not bad.
See, you're listening.
Yeah, 8. I was in.
Did you do the cat nap, though?
No, I can't do it.
Because you had the show.
I will try to train myself to do it. I'm telling you, yeah, because I just had to launch the new show this just in yesterday. So there was. I'll try to train myself to do the cat nap, but I'm too caffeinated.
Congrats on the show, man.
Oh, thank you very much.
It was a dope look yesterday.
Appreciate that. We had, let me see, 2 rehearsals, and now we're on the air.
That's so, how it works. Do what you got to do.
Fake it till you make it. What's going on? So do you guys get good night's sleeps on Wednesday, coming in on Wednesday?
Every night for me.
How did you figure every night? 2 nights ago you didn't sleep?
Well, I get to sleep because I get to take naps all day long, so I get on my 8. I make sure of that.
8?
I'm getting it all.
8 a night? You average 8 in 24 hours?
I'm going to get it all.
What do you average sleep a night, Jay?
5.5, 6.
Yeah, right. And I'm always a little, six. I always
NBA
wish I could
season,
get a little
I'm
more.
Worse.
Yeah.
I'm worse NBA season.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll do 8. Take the naps.
That's something you got to discipline yourself to figure out how
to
do.
Take the naps.
Yeah, but,
so you
and you're doing sugar-free Red Bulls and stuff. And
tell you, that boy different, just, man. You know. He different. He alien-like.
You know what? It's funny. For people who are not elite athletes, who are the rest of us, you know, billions of us, and a very select handful of, like, world-class athletes. World-class athletes' bodies, a lot of the time, are just different in terms of sleep, in terms of all that stuff. Like, you getting 8.
Yeah. Because what I don't do is I don't sit up and look at my phone. I put that thing down. If Evan doesn't call me or bug me about doing some liner or something, I'm good.
That's actually good advice. You waste so much time on your phone is designed to be a distraction.
2.5 hours back from looking at something that has nothing to do with your life.
Right.
Nothing. Like you're looking at those cars or those couches or the TVs that you're probably not even gonna buy.
Yeah.
Or that person dressed weird. You're never gonna wear those clothes.
Or just even some.
See,
news
I was in
update.
The Met Gala all day. I couldn't help it. I'm
See,
like, what?
Why are you wearing?
You're never going to wear that.
I
so
know.
Why are you looking?
Because it's fun for me. It entertains me.
What?
Do
tell
that.
Me more.
Russell Westbrook with the hair. Yeah. I'm talking about Kim Kardashian wearing the Kanye outfit, all black. Nobody saw it.
I
didn't
explain
know what that was.
So here's what I would say about that, Max and Jay. Those hours that you are up, do it then.
Yeah.
Don't do it when you're supposed to be asleep.
There aren't enough hours in the day. We need the Earth to rotate a little slower. Just slow down the rotation. Give us about 6 extra hours in there. 30-hour days. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
What was she wearing? It was like black. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? Later in the show, Jay, hold on. At some point in this show, Evan.
I'm going to show you a picture. You're going to see what I'm talking
about. Evan, our
it?
Producer, remind me to do this. At some point in the show, I do want Jay to explain. Like fashion, like I'm with Key. I don't understand. I hear, well, it's conceptual, but how does that translate
I get the fashion part.
You want Jay to explain fashion?
I understand.
Well, no, the concept of going to
another
it.
Another joke told by Evan that didn't go over well. Yeah. Go ahead.
I get the fashion part of it. I understand wearing the stocking over your whole body.
Do you?
I don't understand.
I understand the silhouette. She's sending. I get it. I get what she's doing. I understand it. I get it's fashion. It's couture. I get all of that. That's
you're
what it is.
You're a step ahead of me there because I don't.
I don't, yeah. I'm lost because she got her makeup done and then she put the stocking over her. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah,
why?
The makeup is going to get done. So later on, we're at the after party. It's already taken
it's
care
already
of.
It's already taken care of. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Week 2 in the NFL starts Thursday night with 2 0-1 teams, guys. And we start the day asking Key and Jay, which 0-1 team throughout the NFL should be most concerned heading into week 2. Start the day is brought to you by Indeed, high speed to high quality candidates. Visit indeed.com/credit. So which 0-1 teams should be most concerned heading in to week 2, Key?
I mean, there's several of them, right? But I focused in on the Minnesota Vikings. I think when you look at ever since the Minnesota Miracle, they've kind of just been there, not there to a point where when you walk into that building, you are afraid of them. They haven't crossed it. Kirk Cousins gotten extensions. Mike Zimmer's gotten extensions. They've transformed the secondary multiple times now. It's that time for them to take the next step.
Is Kirk Cousins the kind of quarterback that you were saying that you and I have talked about and we've talked about on this show? He doesn't have to be spectacular. He could just do the job, win a Super Bowl. See, that look tells me about Kirk Cousins, right?
He's because I could have kept Case Keenum and been fine. I didn't have to pay.
What's the difference? Little marginal difference.
What's the difference? Yeah. What's the marginal difference?
Kirk Cousins has a deeper track record of solid NFL quarterback play.
Well, Case Keenum was headed on decent quarterback track record play.
Yep.
They removed him because they saw something, as you said yesterday, about a girl is prettier walking by, whatever you said.
Yeah, yeah. The best catch ever is like the prettiest girl. The last one you saw is the best one.
That's Kirk Cousins to them. It was like
Bob Gibson said
ooh,
that.
Ooh, Kirk Cousins looks great. We don't like Case Keenum anymore. It was like, well, wait a minute, man. You had a dime. You just traded in a dime for a five. That's the way I looked at it.
What about you, Jay? 0-1 team most concerned about in week two?
I'm going to go to the quarterback that led the league last year in sacks, got sacked 50 times, led the league in interceptions, tied for the most fumbles last year in Carson Wentz. And look, I think there's some issues that they have to address in Indianapolis. They'll be fine in AFC South considering the way everybody else panned out with the Texans and the Titans defense that's no longer even existing. But their O-line has some major issues, man. Like, you know, when a guy comes with that type of history and you're worried about it. Now, he didn't turn the ball over, but his numbers weren't – it wasn't the same as what Jalen Hurts did, right? And when you kind of compare them.
Didn't Wentz fumble in that game?
I don't think he turned the ball over yesterday.
Maybe they recovered it.
But it's interesting because their offensive line
– is considered to be one of the best in the league.
I was going to say it's considered to be one of the best in the league. 4 years ago, that offensive line was put together – for Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck abruptly retired, and then Jacoby Brissett, Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, but the offensive line and Quentin Nelson and that crew is one of the top offensive lines in the league. And like I say all the time, sometimes the quarterback makes the offensive line look worse than what it is because
ding, ding, ding.
They don't necessarily hit their landmarks when they drop back. They drift. They do all sorts of stuff. It's funny that I bring this up, and you probably won't remember it, but it'll be funny to you. Drew Bledsoe was my quarterback in Dallas, and Michael Strahan, I had the assignment of blocking Michael Strahan. Did a pretty good job
on the edge.
Hold on. Pretty good job on the edge. But Drew drifted just enough to where Strahan slipped between me and Jason Witten, and got a sack. If Drew stayed on his mark and not drifted, we would have protected it nice. And that's what happens sometimes with quarterbacks.
This is, to me, that look, my thing is Washington and the Giants, right? And they're playing Thursday night. The only team I really care about are the New York Football Giants. That's it. That's all I care about. But I recognize that if Washington has a quarterback, they're live. Can Heineke be a quarterback, right? But I want to get to Wentz real quick. Wentz, by the end at Philly, everything was wrong. Like, every single thing he did was messed up.
Yeah.
So when you say that, alarm bells go off for me because I'm like, well, that makes total sense with why suddenly the line looks worse, right? Plus, he has not gotten a team juiced to play for him. Yeah. You know, the team performs better when he's not there going back to the Super Bowl.
By the way, their next game is against the Rams. Oof. So let's see how that pans out
for
him
defensively. How great do – here's one. How great does the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line look?
Yeah, like perfect.
Because the ball's gone in 3 seconds opposed to 3.9.
Yeah.
That extra 0.9
all the time
hurts you.
Yeah.
Or you know, if you're getting rid of the ball in 3.6 versus 4.2, it's going to hurt the offensive line. They can't hold up forever.
I think my favorite out of all of our picks is yours, Jay. I think the Colts are the one that are the most interesting and the most like, they were supposed to challenge for a Super Bowl if Wentz could get right. They're 0-1. We're asking at Key J and Z on Z. I'm M.
Yeah, you're M.
I'm M. We're asking.
Just in case you didn't know, you're not filling in.
Right. Okay. I'm just Zach. I'm Zax Kellerman. We're asking at Key J and Max on Twitter, what 0-1 team should be concerned going into week two? Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper, Twitter feed, or call in live 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Jay mentioned Carson Wentz. I think that's the one. But what about the guy he'll be compared to for the rest of his career? He's going to tell you whose week one performance is closer to reality. We'll get to that after Jay has this from DraftKings.
Breaking news, Max Kellerman is joining the show.
I'm Zax Kellerman?
Yeah, right.
It's good to see the team is back out on the gridiron. Lucky for us, that was just week one. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is putting you in the center of the action for week two. New customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit by signing up using code KJM. So get in on all the action right now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJM. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. It's easy. Just enter code KJM to get a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit. That's code KJM. If you have not heard me, KJM. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Just incredible stuff. It's an amazing chemistry that they have. For us to be able to step up on the deep ball, it was as perfect as you could land.
There's nothing we can't do, and so we got a lot of guys that can catch the football and make plays. We can get better. That's a good thing.
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
That just looked right. Just look
little bullet, yeah.
Just look cool. I don't understand how you don't like that.
See, Key just said something as we were coming in from break, watching some Jalen Hurts on ESPN2. What'd you say, Key?
It just looks right.
The way he moves around, throws the ball.
He just looks Jalen right. Hurts. And I don't understand how you don't like that.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that?
people, like, you know, when they just people, like, they're not sold 100%.
You know what I think that comes down to, though? I think it all comes down to this. He got beat out for the job in college, and people still have to get over that, you know?
Well, you're right.
But that was more of a system-like thing with Nick Saban, though. That, you know, it's not like he didn't explode on the scene with Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma.
But everyone does.
No, but much like Max is saying, I feel like you listened to me yesterday somewhere, but stole my stuff again.
Yeah, listen.
No.
You know, other people have thoughts.
But it's the
Are you aware of
thing,
this?
But it's the same thing you just said, though. It's that Alabama got beat out, Tua throws the touchdown, national championship, forget it, he's sitting on the bench now, it doesn't look the same. Then he goes to Oklahoma, he lights it up, but they can't get the Alabama out of their minds yet. Right. Second-round pick versus a first-round pick.
That's lame.
But that's the way people's minds think.
No, but actually, I'll cop to it. When I think Tua or Hurts, I think, look, Saban had them both. He chose Tua. How much has changed between now and then? So I figure until we get more information, I'll go Tua over Hurts. Now more information is coming in. At this moment, you go Hurts over Tua.
It doesn't. So when I watch Tua, I don't sit there and go, man, that looks right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't do that. But when I watch Jalen Hurts, I'm like, that.
But in college, Tua, right?
Wait, Max, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So based upon the history of quarterbacks from Alabama,
right,
how much trust do you have in Nick Saban's opinion about what quarterback can help him, you know, that gives the right projection?
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I'll answer that for Max. All the trust in the world. Because Nick Saban never told you Greg McElroy, A.J. McCarron, Sims, or any of those other guys are going to turn into good pros.
Well, I never said that. I'm talking about projection at the next level.
That's what I'm saying. I know, projection.
But you're saying, like, hey, he made this choice in college. How does that – that doesn't necessarily pertain
no doubt.
To the
no doubt. That's why we got
the next level,
that's
right?
That's why it's not set in stone.
Yes.
But
okay.
Out the starting gates, when you start to think who has pole position, you look at the guy – they were on the same team. Coach said, this guy gives us a better chance to win. So I have Tua ahead of Hurts until we start seeing more evidence in the NFL. And the thing about Jalen Hurts, you said second-round pick, right? But they needed a receiver at the time for Carson Wentz. There were guys they could have traded for it. They didn't use the pick to trade. They'd given Carson Wentz money, still used the pick on Hurts. And everyone, it's an insurance policy for Wentz. It's not what I thought.
Well,
they really liked Hurts.
Mm-hmm. No, they went out and drafted Jalen Ricker. Jalen Ricker got hurt. So
but he was not
a receiver.
But he was not considered. There were bigger names available in trade and on the board for them if they would have used that second round pick to move up.
Jalen Ricker was one of the top three receivers on the board.
Who was number one that year? Receiver.
I feel like it was Jalen Ricker.
I don't think
I'm not
so.
Sure.
I feel like it was Jalen Ricker.
I think he was when
Jerry Judy, CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb was considered the prize in that draft.
Henry Ruggs.
CeeDee Lamb was the dude everyone was talking about in that draft.
All those dudes were being talked about. Justin Jefferson, all of them. But Jalen Ricker at TCU was one of those guys that could run fast, lift the coverage, all of those sort of things. So whether they took the right receiver or not, well, we don't know. But they took a receiver.
And then this year – in the draft,
they took a
receiver for Jalen Hurts, right? Like, so they're putting him in a position. And when they traded for Minshew, they don't believe in. No, you have a sixth round pick for a good backup. You take it.
Yeah.
Of course you take it.
A backup on a rookie deal that allows you to have a backup again, allows you to have a backup on a rookie deal, which is important. They got him locked up for the next 2 years. They don't even have to think about extending him.
So between Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. I mean, Jalen Hurts to me is clearly at this moment the better quarterback. And his team performs for him. Did you notice when Jalen Hurts took over the offense, everyone had a pep in their step, right? Like everyone got juice.
Of course.
I just want to make sure I clarify. You're saying after, you know, evaluating one game.
No.
You're saying that, are you evaluating what Jalen Hurts did last year?
Yes, against Arizona, especially a game they lost. He's a rookie. He showed flashes where you're like, ooh, that kid is good. And Carson Wentz has been in steady decline for a year and a half now.
You could look at Jalen Hurts, to Max's point, you could look at Jalen Hurts in a short sample size of a year ago and project that if he does and they clean some stuff up and then he does what he did against Atlanta on the road and he continues to grow, that he's going to be a keeper for Philadelphia for a long time to come.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Jalen Hurts are ballers. The only thing you have to do with him is surround him with good players. If you put him in a good situation, he's going to thrive. He's not going to fail you.
That's what when I say athlete.
We're not looking at a bad quarterback.
When I say athlete eyeball test, this is what I'm talking about, Key J. When I ask you guys, like, athlete eyeball test, athletes at a certain level are seeing it differently, right? You've played it. When you look at Jalen Hurts, you use the word baller. That's what I'm asking. You put your eyes on a guy and say, baller, yes or no. You look at Jalen Hurts, you say baller.
Yeah, because if I take that same situation, right, and Gardner Minshew is the quarterback, and I put him in Atlanta with the same weapons around him, it's not going to look like that. And Gardner Minshew has way more starts than Jalen Hurts.
And he's good. Gardner Minshew's not bad.
He's not bad, but he
But you wouldn't say baller.
Like, no, I'm just right. Like, get this dude out
I wish
of here.
We could talk about this more because I would vehemently disagree with both you guys.
Well, then we have to bring it back.
Both you guys.
I'm glad you used the word disagree.
Disagree, yeah.
As the NFL season gets underway, make sure you're ready for kickoff with TuneIn, the app that lets you listen to live games, in-depth analysis, and tailored content for your team all season long. Plus, with ESPN Radio on TuneIn, you can listen to comprehensive football coverage from NFL Live, fantasy focus football, and more, all to fuel your football fandom. That's some alliteration right there. Download the TuneIn app today to start listening everywhere you go. A lot of people talking, we're taking shots at Aaron Rodgers, may have called them low blows this offseason. That didn't stop in week one. That's after Jay has this from Rumble On.
Does the thought of selling your motorcycle, ATV, or vehicle already make you exhausted? There's no need to keep putting it off because RumbleOn.com makes selling easy. You'll have a cash offer in minutes and a free pickup. Harley, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, trade-in or sell. RumbleOn will pay cash no matter what the make or the model. So visit RumbleOn.com today and enter promo code RADIO to get a $300 increase on your cash offer. Fast bikes, faster cash.
38-3, 15 of 28 passing from Aaron Rodgers. No touchdowns, two interceptions.
What we saw in this game was what we call an old-fashioned butt-whipping by the New Orleans Saints.
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mahomes will step up, throws it.
Tyreek Hill burning the defender.
We had a battle to get a win.
It's going to give us a lot of confidence.
This guy's a limit for us.
There's nothing we can't do.
That's a pretty good start.
It's just one game.
Point blank period. We've got to be better.
I got to play better.
You have to execute critical moments.
This is hopefully an outlier. We'll find out next week.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're about to talk Aaron Rodgers' comments here in a second. But, Jay, you said before the break you vehemently disagreed with stuff that Key and I said about the Jalen Hurts Carson Wentz comparison. What was it? What was it that you vehemently disagreed with?
As you guys were talking, and I was letting you guys go back and forth because the dialogue was interesting to me and funny. And I respect Jalen Hurts. I like Jalen Hurts. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. Always have been. Spent time with him at Alabama. Watched him at Oklahoma. Rooted for him last year. Understanding the Carson Wentz situation. But for us just to come out here and say, like, hey, like, I'll take Jalen Hurts right away. Do you remember what the Atlanta Falcons record was last year? They were 4-12, man. They had three games that they blew 16-point leads. They had four games in which they squandered fourth quarter leads that they lost. It's one of the worst pass rushers and secondaries there is in the NFL. So as I respect Jalen Hurts for throwing for, what, three or four touchdowns like he did on the road, it's a win. Winning on the road is challenging in any sport, professional sports. I get that. Like, let's also put it into perspective what Carson Wentz was able to do. He threw for 251 yards. He was running for his life. He was sacked four times. He was, you know, tackled more than 10.
Jay, I'm interrupting because Key already addressed the offensive line issues sometimes.
I addressed it as well.
So how do you respond to the idea where you have a good offensive line and suddenly the offensive line doesn't perform as well with you under center, much like the Eagles' offensive line seemed to perform better with Jalen Hurts than with Carson Wentz? Would you not attribute any of that to what Carson Wentz might or might not be doing?
I would attribute it to the fact that they've had COVID issues. They've had injuries. Fair. They haven't had the right kind of reps that they had in the offseason. This has been pretty much a mess for Frank Wright in the offseason, getting his team to be on the same page. I'm just saying, this was a team that we were talking about last year. They were one piece away from potentially winning a Super Bowl. We talked about Phillip Rivers was a statue. I just want to put it in perspective. I know we have big takeaways after week one, but let's just not act like Carson Wentz.
I think there are two separate columns here, though. There's the Jalen Hurts column where you're saying after 1 week, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles took a good long look at both guys, and they chose Jalen Hurts. The Eagles did that after they'd already paid Carson Wentz, right? So that's not just 1 week. That's practice. That's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into that. That's one. Two, Seahawks were on the road at Colts, right? Mm-hmm. Seahawks don't have some devastating defense. Colts only scored 16 points. But here's another thing. Before we get to Hurts, because Hurts is unproven, Key was talking about athlete eyeball. Look at that dude. He looks like a baller. And there's some reason to believe he is. But you're right. The jury is still out. We'll see where Hurts goes. Look at the Eagles with Carson Wentz. Every time there was another quarterback, including a 40-year-old in the playoffs, the team responded at least as well as when Wentz played. To me, that says something that points to not only the energy of the team, but maybe stuff he's doing under center. Maybe the way he's moving in the pocket. Maybe the choices he's making. His footwork looked jacked up to me. His decision-making was gone. His judgment was shot. He wasn't following game plans. Very tough. A lot of talent. I'm not questioning that. But the results are the results. The team wasn't responding to him.
I look at it this way, and we'll move on from here. Carson Wentz in week one was okay.
Just okay.
He's probably going to get better. Remember, he missed time in training camp because of the foot.
Yep.
So I'm not saying that Carson Wentz is a bad quarterback and he won't get back to form and why they drafted him number two overall. All I'm saying is Jalen Hurts looks right to me for the Philadelphia Eagles. And Carson Wentz, I'm sure he'll do better a second time around, a third time around in Indianapolis. It's a new environment, new team. The whole deal. Jalen Hurts is doing what he needs to do for Philly because it's his team now. He doesn't. There is no, if I do bad, they're going to put somebody else in. That was last year. So when he go down the stretch and he plays in four games and he goes 1-3, he still showed me enough for me to think, okay, he has a chance and an opportunity to be good in this league. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you on that, Key.
Yeah, it's early. It's early, but he showed me enough in that one game to be able to say, I think he'll be fine.
Is your objection more on the Hurts is being overrated side or Wentz is being underrated side?
I think exactly both those things.
Uh-huh.
I think we just have to put it into perspective a little bit on Jalen Hurts. I think he looks right as well. I would like to see how he looks like in week two when he goes against this 49ers defense.
Week 10.
That let Detroit come back, right? And they're going to be playing with piss and vinegar, you know, a little bit angry off that. Yes.
All right, coach.
Yeah, we say applesauce on this show.
Applesauce and vinegar, whatever you want to call it.
That's a bad combination.
I think cider stands in for the other word you said usually, or maybe not. I don't know. Listen, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And the Straight Talk today comes from Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. You know, there's some ones. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took.
McAfee's got a good show. What do you think, Key? What do you think? He said, I don't want to make excuses, but then he gave you an excuse, but that's a hell of an excuse. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah, when that happens to you, it hurts. That's all I can tell you. It does not feel good.
Now, every man listening out there knows exactly what you're saying. And that's like, yeah, no kidding. Tell us something we don't know. But tell us something we don't know about playing football, or maybe not everyone knows.
I think a lot of people think you have protection on based on growing up and playing Little League baseball or something like
right.
that. You know, you go into the Big Five Sporting Goods or Modell's or something, and we're going to section. There's the box. You get what you need there. You get what you need there. You put it in. You wear it. It protects you. In a National Football League, to be honest with you, I don't even think they issue cups. I don't think they issue protection like that. They just...
I mean, what's crazy about that to me... I mean, I hear you. What's crazy about it to me is if you've ever even stood on the sidelines for an NFL game, there's high-speed collisions on every play.
If this wasn't Disney and ABC and ESPN, I could really dive into a lot more, but it just...
So why aren't you talking like this? Like, how is this possible? And when you're having high-speed collisions with no protection...
It's one of those deals, man, where it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to wear,
uh-huh.
you know, and so guys choose not to wear it.
Oof.
My entire career through college, through everything, high school, nothing.
Oh, nothing. That's hard to listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, because basketball is obviously so different. I'm not... We're messing with those crowns and those helmets like that.
Yeah,
I can't move wearing a
really,
cup, though. I can't.
Really, truly, it's not only the crown of the helmet, like you say, it's also the swiping.
Yeah.
So you got to.
Oh, see? No, I can't.
No, you got to think. You cover boxing, right?
Yeah.
So you've been there ringside, and you see the power and the force. Now imagine when somebody's swiping to go and get a ball. And they miss.
They get one?
Yeah, see, that's not.
What?
I'm talking about football.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. What did you think I was talking about?
When they swipe and they miss in that force. Imagine J.J. Watt. Have you seen how big he is? In the power, in the arms.
Yeah.
It does it.
I really can't think about that.
The only thing close in basketball we get is like if you're trying to take a charge and Shaq just puts his knee right there.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to feel that. Shockwaves throughout the universe.
There's some things like when you hear them, you can't help but to almost experience it a little bit as you're talking. I'm like, it's hard to listen to.
And there's been guys that have serious complications after the fact behind stuff like that. So I get what Aaron Rodgers is saying. It ain't an excuse, but it is an excuse. Seriously.
I mean.
Oh, I see the seriousness in your eyes.
Tears in your eyes.
I feel it. I know what that life is to a degree.
I don't even understand how you recover from that during the because even if you just get swiped, not by J.J. Watt, mind you, right? Just by your kid accidentally, you're on the floor with stomach pains, like you're giving birth or something for
all of the above,
and then you got to go out and play football.
That's why it's not for everyone.
I mean, listen, it's an excuse, but you know what? Sometimes it's not an excuse. It's just an explanation. Sometimes it's an explanation.
As I tell everybody, I'm not worried about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
We got a lot coming up.
It's a good bounce back game. We got Detroit.
I'm worried more about his haircut than anything.
When Detroit's on your schedule, is the next game after you lose by 35 points, bounce back
game. Now, if you lose to Detroit.
We have a problem.
Now we're going to have a different conversation.
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And by the way, that talk was as straight as you're going to get. No contract, no compromise. Here's the biggest thing that Rodgers said to Pat McAfee and A.J. Hawk when he was asked about the reaction to the loss.
It might be a freak out outside of the facility. I think it's just it's a good learning lesson for us. You know, we can't play like that. We can't start a game like that. I feel like I said after the game, our energy level was a little bit low before the game. You know, we got to do a better job responding to adversity. So, look, there's not much to say. We got our asses beat, you know, by 35 points. We're all frustrated about it, but you just move on. We got 16 more to go. You know, we can't dwell on this one and let it impact this next week. We got NFC North opponent. We got a Monday Night Football game.
Key, you know, you brought it up. Many have seven padded practices, not a lot of time. They got to get in a rhythm. How long do you think it's going to take for Rodgers and the Packers to look like themselves again?
Well, Jay mentioned, I mentioned Detroit. Detroit. This is the next outing. And you've had the practices in training camp. You've had the Saints game. You've had the practices leading up to the Saints game. The practice is now leading up to the Detroit game. And Detroit should be a scrimmage for you. You are a much better team than Detroit. And you should take care of business against the Lions. Because looking ahead, you go to San Francisco. And San Francisco owns you over the last couple times. So you want to be prepared when you go to San Francisco.
And you got the Steelers defense coming at you.
So you want to be prepared that you use the Lions game as a tune-up for the 49ers.
You know what's so funny? It's crazy. I'm looking at the Green Bay schedule. It's so funny how strength of schedule changes depending on what you think of your own team. Like, the Packers are coming off a bad performance. All of a sudden, that schedule looks kind of tough. Whereas if they look dominant, you'd be like, oh, Bengals, they got that. At Bears, no problem. Washington doesn't have a quarterback. They should beat the car. But all of a sudden, looking like that, you look at that and you go, uh-oh.
Well, you also got to think about the opponents that they face coming down the stretch, right, that they get ready to play. Mm-hmm. The Steelers won. The 49ers won.
Yeah, they look
good. The Bengals won. Yeah. So if you put up that schedule next week and
you feel different.
Steelers lose to the Raiders, Bengals lose, now and they win, that strength of schedule is going to shift and change in their favor.
Jay, as a fan, I feel that 100%. Based week to week, the sense of how strong that schedule is not just dependent upon what the other team does, but how the team I'm looking at just the week they came off.
Yeah, look, I think Detroit allows them to bounce back, just like Key said. One of the things that
poor Detroit.
that's how
they got worse
at
quarterback.
Detroit. It is this kind of narrative that has happened between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. Even though I agree with what Aaron Rodgers said after the game, when he kind of gave his breakdown about why they didn't come out and play well, I still go back to the tone, guys. Like it still felt to me, even though he was accurate, that he was kind of throwing shade at the coaching staff and the game plan, which deserves that though, Key. But that's like a compound theory though. After everything that's happened this summer, even if you do bounce back versus Detroit, if you lose on the road to the 49ers, and then all of a sudden you struggle again against the Steelers and their pass rush is great, which gave Aaron Rodgers some issues that we saw.
Yeah, 1-3 not gonna feel good.
Like, guys,
if they get up to a 1-3 start, that's going to be.
Let's not rush past Detroit for a second. Based on what we're talking about, and based on the fact that those are losable games, the next two games, talk about a must win. They're in a week two must win. The Packers.
That's what I said. Yeah. 1-3 wouldn't feel good if you drop two in a row, the Niners and the Steelers. It's not going to feel good.
0-4 would feel worse. Like, you got to beat the Lions at home.
Yeah.
I think everybody feels like we know they're going to beat the Lions.
Yeah, I think
if they lose to the Lions, that's panic meter 1,000.
There you go.
Yeah, I think they'll beat them.
Okay.
I wonder
see?
What their favorite. How much
panic
their favorite?
Meter 1,000 if they lose to the Lions. We're all on the same page. But now I hear Key talk about, I think they'll
beat them. Yeah,
me too. I think they'll beat them.
I don't have a problem.
I think they
should.
But what if it took more than this extra week to get Rodgers and everybody up to speed on the same page?
Then they got some internal issues going on.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, you talk about defensively giving up 35 points, allowing Jameis Winston to do certain
got
things.
Got a new defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. New defensive coordinator and Joe Barry, one of my former teammates, coaches with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, know Joe very, very well.
But, Key, it's not like he's had a lot of success doing this at this point. I know you know him very well, but just like that, to be honest.
Hasn't really. I'm willing to give Joe an opportunity to prove himself because it's the first defense where he's had some players. Because when he was in Detroit, he coordinated that 0-16 team. I know that sounds weird, right? 0-16. And so Then in Washington, he was a defensive coordinator. I don't know exactly what years, but he was a DC there. He kind of got let go. He goes out to be the defensive coordinator at with USC for a minute, then at the Rams, and now
was he DC with the Rams?
No, he was an assistant coach,
linebackers or something.
Now he leaves and goes to Detroit. I mean, goes to Green Bay. This is the best unit that he's had talent wise. So let's, I mean, 35-0 no matter what, doesn't look well.
That's or three, but that's the point. What you just said, like he has not had a lot of success as DC. Now he gets to the Packers, who have a reliable defense last couple of years, a good defense.
Yeah, they got rid of Pettine because Pettine in the playoffs got, you know, put him in some bad situations and got sent packing.
I mean,
so I hope Joe B turns it around.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, based on what we just talked about, Jay, if I'm a Packers fan, I'm looking and going, we gave up 35 points to the Saints. Not only did we not score, maybe that's not even the real problem here. Our defense got, you know, Jameis Winston threw five touchdowns. Not a whole bunch of yards, but five touchdowns. I'd rather have it the opposite. Give up all the yards and be strong in the red zone. Don't give up those touchdowns.
It almost feels like anything that comes out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth, if you're a Packers fan, he's like, hey, just relax us, you know, we'll get on to the next game. You're like, but I don't want to get on to the next game. Like, we just didn't come out here and lose. Like, we got our heads beat in.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing loss.
I mean,
for the Packers and Rodgers.
There is a lot of pressure. I'm not ready to go past that Detroit game. Usually you see Detroit, okay, win, whatever. But the amount of importance on that Detroit game at home, coming off a loss like that, they don't even have Stafford anymore. And then you look at the schedule coming up. Key, you keep saying 1-3 would be terrible. 0-4 is like,
yeah, but
that's realistic.
I don't see them losing to Detroit, man. I just don't see it.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't see Detroit's
me
not
neither.
Detroit's not good, regardless to what they made of a game last week. They're not good.
But it's like, well, what
the 49ers
you said about,
took their foot off the gas in the last two quarters anyway. I mean, you felt that.
But it's what Key said yesterday to me. This is what it reminds me of the receiver when that ball is thrown perfectly and you're wide open.
Yeah.
The receiver knows everyone's watching me. I'm wide open. I can't miss this ball. And Key took us through what's going through that receiver's mind, and those negative thoughts can undermine you. I'm just saying.
It can be a trap game, but I doubt it.
Right. All that is to say trap game.
I think 1-3 is more realistic.
All that is to say trap game.
1-3 is a little more realistic.
Yeah, it's real.
All right. Well, my computer just died because I neglected to plug it in. That's all right. I got it right now. I got, you remember the device Key said, put your phone down. He's right. The great thing about phones is they're your computer nowadays. The bad thing about phones is they're your computer nowadays. It's a distraction device. All right. We're asking on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What 0-1 team should be most concerned going into week two? Ryan in Portland, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
Ryan? 30 seconds, Ryan, go.
All right. To me, it's obviously the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. If you watch that game, every mistake the Red Rifle made, the TV cameras went straight to Justin Fields on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it creates like a crazy, uncomfortable atmosphere. I mean, Red Rifle went, what?
Red Rifle?
A pick and a fumble.
Dalton. You never heard Dalton called the Red Rifle?
You mean the Red Water Pistol.
The Red Cap Gun?
That too.
Y'all cold, man.
Red That's Rifle. Cold.
I got to say, Dalton is, like, when he was the backup for Dak, I thought, he'll do worse than Dak, but he's all right.
I swear he was the number one guy on my backup list last year of all the quarterbacks in the National Football
League. And it didn't pan out. Former Packer weighs in on the concern in Green Bay. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.